AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two people, both Jewish, were stabbed to death outside a synagogue in Manchester, England.
A vile individual committed a terrorist attack that attacked Jews because they are Jews and attacked Britain because of our values.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer says this is a hatred rising once again in Britain, and once again it must be defeated. Police say a man drove his car up to the synagogue with a knife. He was shot and killed by police. Two other people were arrested. It happened on the Jewish holy day, Yom Kippur. On day two of the government shutdown, President Trump went on social media to say he and Budget Director Russell Vogt would determine which of what he called the many Democrat agencies would be cut, continuing their efforts to slash federal spending by threatening mass firings of workers and suggesting irreversible cuts to Democratic priorities. House Speaker Mike Johnson responded.
The White House, the executive branch, take no pleasure in this. But when they are tasked with determining what the priorities are, obviously they're going to follow their principles and priorities and not the other team. That's the results of an election that everybody voted in.
No votes are planned today in Congress related to the shutdown. In a memo obtained by the AP, President Trump has declared drug cartels operating in the Caribbean are unlawful combatants and say the U.S. is now in a non-international armed conflict. The move comes after the U.S. military last month carried out three deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. The National Transportation Safety Board is analyzing data recorders recovered by investigators after two Delta jets collided at LaGuardia Airport in New York overnight. One person was injured. Protesters took to the streets of more than 200 towns and cities in France to denounce spending cuts and demand higher taxes on the rich. This is AP News. The number of dead from a powerful earthquake in the Philippines is at least 72.
With nearly 300 injured, according to officials, more than 170,000 people were affected by the magnitude 6.9 earthquake, which struck the central Philippines on Tuesday night. In the city of Bogo in Cebu province, relatives held wakes for their loved ones. One woman sat in between two open caskets holding her children. Her arm was in a sling, her head bandaged, and she had a bruised face. Rine Rosel, one of the evacuees, sat on a blanket crying. She told the AP, "There are people who have good hearts to help us now so we can get started again." Elsewhere in the city, evacuees were camping in rows of tents, resisting returning to the city center for fear of aftershocks. I'm Karen Chamas.
The NFL says it plans to launch women's and men's professional flag football leagues leading up to the 2028 Olympics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.